Well, Steve, plenty of talking points in a game that never lacked excitement. We'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, what was your take on your side's performance?
Second half, we did a lot better. You know, we competed. I thought first half we started off well. They got in the ascendancy when they got the goal. They looked dangerous on the set pieces. I thought we defended them very well. You know, it was a typical derby match, and I thought we more than matched them. And like you say, it was just, you know, they probably had a 10-15 minute spell end of the first half, got the goal, maybe could have got another one. We was waiting for the half time whistle, get us back in here, and second half I couldn't fault them because I thought we near enough dominated the game, and you know, we've been done by a couple of wrong decisions.
Were you ever overawed, do you think, by a side who were going so well at home?
No, our lads stood up to it. You know, I've just said to them in there, you know, played Worcester away and we were shocking. You know, probably Worcester was just not as great, but they got the result. Today, I thought we've come on leaps and bounds from that game on a not very good pitch. Not ideal for free-flowing football from both sides. And, you know, like I say, we weren't overawed at all. And I'm proud of all them players because they put a shift in, especially second half. And, you know, like I say, we're disappointed not to come away with a point at least.
You took Jamie Yates off. What was the thinking behind that?
Just freshen things up. You know, we knew the fullbacks were there to be got at. I don't think we was getting at them enough. And, you know, that was the sole reason behind Jamie. He'll be disappointed that he got brought off. Everyone would be from, you know, he's been here in his time. But, you know, he got a bit of a knock before. So, you know, I'm not just going to stand there and do nothing. And I've got to make changes, try and freshen things up, and that's all that was to do with.
Liam Davies got you right back in it, and then you could have gone ahead. Let's talk about this moment when Beasley was brought down in the area. How did you see that?
Penalty. Simple as. You know, it's a blatant penalty. How the referee's not seen it is beyond me. You know, they're saying we dived a lot all game. You know, we didn't. We didn't dive. We was just being proper footballers out there. We were strong in our challenges. We wasn't falling over or anything like that. But that is a blatant penalty. Even, you know, Dennis will agree on that one. You know, even though he'll probably moan that we dived about a bit today. And that's probably why I didn't give the penalty. But, you know, the referee probably scared of some people behind the goal. You know, and just because there's a crowd here, that's the referee's, you know, not been brave enough to make a proper decision.
And then to make matters worse, he did give a penalty at the other end.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, I thought that was a penalty as well. I thought it was a penalty, but he's got to give our penalty to give theirs. You know, it's not one for one, and that's what happens when you're down there. You don't get them decisions. So, you know, from my point of view, I think it was a penalty, theirs. But at the same hand, ours was a penalty as well. And that could have been a different story. We would have gone 2-1 up. But, you know, if you score the penalty, and then, yeah, he goes and gives that decision. So, he just said to the players, I feel for him, because, you know, you're near enough being robbed of a point at least today.
What sparked the exchange between you and Dennis Green?
You know, just handbags, you know.
It didn't look like it.
No, it didn't, because I was angry, you know, the way he celebrated at me. He thinks I celebrated when we scored to Dennis's face. I didn't do that. My fans are in that corner. You know, we get a lot of stick for bringing 26 people. My fans were brilliant today. Gainsborough fans did themselves proud today. And I was celebrating for them because, you know, they're in that corner. It looks like it's in front of the dugout, but it's not. It was for my fans. Dennis took it the wrong way. It was a bit of a handbags and, you know, it got a bit feisty. But
you're okay now?
Yeah, at the end. I just said to Dennis, you know, collared him around and just says, look, it wasn't you, Dennis. I apologise if you think it was. It wasn't. It was for my fans. You know, they get a lot of stick and I'm with them. And that's who I was celebrating.
Are you envisaging any more action over that from any quarter?
I'm not for so. You know, we shook hands at the end and, you know, that was that. You know, it was we all get hyped up in the heat of the, you know, it's a derby. You know, and all football matches get heated up. And you could probably see why Dennis thought I was celebrating at him. It wasn't directed at Dennis. It was directed at my fans. You know, I get a lot of stick here. And I'm celebrating for my fans tonight. And when we scored that goal, it wasn't towards Dennis. And like I say, at the end, we had a good chat. And I just said, it wasn't you, Dennis. He thought it was. Simple as, it's all over.
Quick word about the keeper. I thought he had a pretty secure game all the way through.
he's a promising young lad, and probably goes say for their keeper as well. You know, the Boston lad did very well today. Towards the end, when we're shelling balls into the box, he handled it well for a young kid. But my young keeper, you know, he's got a big future ahead of him. He stood up well. You know, he could easily crumble. You know, with a fan shouting behind there, because he's only a young boy, he could easily crumble. But he didn't. He stood up and was counted. The only one who crumbled with them fans was the man in the middle.
Steve, what can you take out of this finally into another difficult game next week?
A lot of positives. You know, like I say, we improved from the Worcester display where we was not very good at all. We've come today and hopefully the fans will go away that did travel and saw that we put a shift in. Feel as down as what I am, because you know, down as I am with the result, the performance, I'm not down. I think we can take a lot into next week, and you know, like I say, it's going to get tight again down there. We're at home, we've targeted the games we need to get hold of, and you know, like I say, we'll hopefully see Boston again next year.